Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I want to briefly pivot to stadium conversation because Manny Abarca, one of the legislators there in Jackson County, was on our sister station 98.1 KMBZ talking about the stadium conversations with the Royals in particular and how close some of these deadlines are.
I've had conversations with colleagues about this, right, preemptively assuming that we're going to get somewhere further than where we are currently in negotiations. That's a big if. And I honestly, it's important to remember that to do an April election, we have to authorize that vote to occur by the end of December this year.
Okay.
And so what we're really talking about is, do I think by the end of this year, will we have more information to have a better outcome than April of this year, next year? An answer to me to that right now from this negotiation team is absolutely not. We're worse off. And so I then say, well, August is another opportunity for us, right? But then you have surpassed the June deadline for the state of Kansas to have said that they're going to define what the star bonds are or aren't.
Right.
And so they could give an extension, I'm sure, but will they? And why wouldn't they use that leverage to say, make a choice now or we're done? And so this is not, unfortunately, trying to convince grandma to come over for Christmas. This is convincing a major corporation to stay where they are somewhat against their own benefit. And I'm not sure that that's going to be something that is going to be decided in the best interest of the taxpayers, wherever it lands.
So that was Manny Abarca. That was Jamie over at KMBZ talking at the beginning there. I think that the deadlines are real, but also, I don't know about you, for everything we've heard on the Royals side, whether it is staying in Jackson County and going downtown, or, of course, the Kansas discussions, I don't believe the Royals are going to a public vote again. And so what he's describing about deadlines for Jackson County legislature, maybe I'm way off here. I don't think the Royals really are concerned about those deadlines getting on the ballot in April
or
August.
They want to work direct with the city or
if
nothing.
They go to Kansas, they also wouldn't need a vote because the star bonds, we know that exist. So I don't know if the deadlines are as key for him and for them. It is because they have what they know to get on the ballot. I just don't know if the Royals care because they might be saying, yeah, we're not doing the public vote route anymore. So we're either going to get it done with the city of KC Mo or we're going to look at Kansas and we know they have the star bonds.
But Kansas at some point, they're right. You come off as like the stepchild in a lot of ways. If you at some point don't be like, hey, we're not waiting around all day for you either. Okay. And I don't like, it doesn't mean you have to mean it, Gold, but you know how this works. You got to sit in there and be like, we're the best choice. Choose us or we're moving on to other projects. We're a whole state full of things. And I understand you'd be like, but nobody's going to believe you. You got to at least try to force a deadline. I still think the Chiefs deadline, they made clear. They have outwardly said it, even if they haven't put it in such explicit terms. Spring. Spring for the Chiefs. That's what they're looking at. That's when they want to have their stadium stuff sorted out. I think the Royals want to have their stadium stuff sorted out by the end of this year. The problem is, as of like midnight last night, they were still negotiating with their TV partner. So like they got a lot of balls in the air. And I understand.
Separate issue altogether.
I understand. But like, I really think it's important that the Royals probably by the end of the year decide where they're going. Don't you?
Well, based on also Bob's reporting too from Fesco and Dusty a few days ago, he was talking before the winter meetings. Well, winter meetings are the first or second week of December. That would fit with the end of year deadline. So I get why if you're a member of the Jackson County legislature, you would say, hey, we have this deadline. If we want to get it on the ballot for this month or the next deadline is too late. That's all true. I just don't know if it matters, again, because the Royals may be saying we don't need the public vote. And I know that'll irritate a lot of people because, of course, there's a large chunk of people that say, hey, let the public decide. It's still going to use public money. But we all know there's workarounds to that, whether it's Star Bonds in Kansas or if KC Mo were to create some sort of new entertainment district along the same concept as Star Bonds. That's what the mayor, Mayor Q, has referenced at times. So that's what's kind of interesting. We all know the sites that have been discussed in Kansas this week, at least the hot side of, I'll call it the hot side of the week. That's kind of where we're at, because it seems to change every couple weeks. First, it was the Washington State Park. That's the site they really maybe like now. The city liked, I should say. The Royals never really talked about that site. The city did. This site, it sounds like the Royals are fond of. I'm talking about 119th and Null and 435 in Antioch.
In fairness, the Royals might be interested in the Washington Park one, too. The Royals lost the vote, and we never heard a single thing from them ever again. They didn't make, like, they are also not the person saying they like this Null site. They didn't say they liked the, they haven't said anything. They went, dark.
No, but there's been some reporting suggesting that the Royals are fond of the 119th site, whereas the reporting suggested over at the Washington Park has been more that the city's fond of it and the Royals really haven't commented on
sure,
it.
Sure.
Even through sourcing,
but
I guess.
Sure, but like I would just say, like, on both ends, the Royals seem like they want to keep their cards kind of close to their vest this time.
They should. We saw what happened last time in April.
It depends. If they're trying to put it to a vote, they shouldn't. They should just air all this out. If they don't want to get a vote, which you and I both agree they don't, well then, yeah, keep it all as quiet as you can and then hope to just, like, in the cover of darkness, get your next stadium thing approved. I can't, like, this has been a lot of work for both of these franchises to get it done. And it's crazy in retrospect now that going it together was actually the wrong choice, because I thought it was the right choice. I thought pairing yourself up was the right choice. The problem was, is that you should have just gone for the new stadium then. I'm dead serious. I know it lost by a lot of points, but if the plan was
16,
we're bulldozing and we're building a new stadium where Arrowhead was, I actually think it passes. I know you'd be like, how can you make it? I actually think it passes. I just think it was such an underwhelming thing coupled with all this, and you know, like the business displacement stuff, the site location for the Royals. I think if they're just like East Village and the Chiefs build a new stadium, we're fine here. But instead it got caught up in the politics of, which happens, where these other businesses wanted the Royals to be in certain areas, and the city were pushing the Royals to these other sites as a result of not their primary site, and then everything just kind of fell apart.
I think we've also seen, as it's played out, that both the Chiefs and Royals, the reason why it also didn't work in April is that they each had clearly their own vision and all night what they wanted to do, and the two didn't really blend together in terms of how they were going about campaigning. Like, it just didn't matter. There were a lot of mistakes that were made, and maybe one side took it a little more seriously than the other side in terms of their planning and what they actually really wanted out of this entire thing. And now both, I think, ultimately still get what they want. And I think if you're a Royals or Chiefs fan, the most important thing I think you'll get, which is that neither team is leaving the Kansas City region. That ultimately was the number one goal out of this entire thing for a fan, I would hope. I was certainly my biggest thing out of this, I think, I speak for a lot of people, which was, hey, as long as you're staying in Kansas City, that's never been in question. And I still think it's not really in question. That's why it's nice being on the state line, frankly, that you have two cities, two states for that matter, that are able to quote bid for these teams, because they're staying in the Kansas City region. We'll talk more about this a little bit later.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.